Chapter 7. Dorian's Old Study. The next morning, Basil visited Dorian. "I was sad to hear about Sybil," Basil said to Dorian. "It's a great tragedy for you and Sybil's family. How is Sybil's mother?"
"Sybil's mother?" Dorian said, surprised. "I don't know. I went to the theatre with Henry yesterday evening, so I didn't see her."
Basil was shocked when he heard this, and he spoke to Dorian with anger in his voice. "You haven't got a heart," he said, "and you haven't got any emotions. How can you behave like that? Sybil died only yesterday."
"Yesterday is yesterday," said Dorian. "It's sad that Sybil's dead, but I won't think of her again. I'm young and handsome, and I want to enjoy my life."
Dorian's words made Basil very unhappy, but he couldn't be angry with his friend for a long time. Soon they started talking about other things. A short time later, Basil said, "Dorian, I want to see my portrait of you. It's in the next room, isn't it?" He started to walk towards the study, but Dorian stopped him.
"No, Basil, you can't see it," he said.
"But Dorian, there's going to be an exhibition of my pictures in Paris, and I want to take your portrait there," Basil said. "It's my best work. Why can't I see it now?" Dorian thought quickly. He had to do something. Basil wanted the picture for an exhibition, but that was impossible.
"I'm sorry, Basil, but you can't take the portrait," Dorian said firmly. "It mustn't leave this house."
Basil was confused. "I don't understand," he said. "Everyone will admire it, and you, at the exhibition. Don't you want that? Please explain."
"I can't explain it to you, but that's my decision," Dorian answered. "The portrait is mine, and no one will ever see it again."
Basil didn't answer. He didn't want to fight with his friend. "Dorian is behaving very strangely," he thought. "Maybe it's because of Sybil's death." After Basil left, Dorian was very nervous.
"I must hide the portrait," he thought. "If I don't, someone will see it one day. I'll hide the picture upstairs in my old study. I don't use it now, and nobody ever goes in there."
Dorian called his personal servant.
"Please bring me the key to my old study," he said.
"But, sir," the servant responded, "it's very dirty. Nobody ever cleans it, and there's no light. Please, let me clean it first."
"No, give me the key now," Dorian said. "It's important, and I don't want to wait."
The servant couldn't say no to his master. He gave Dorian the key and left the room. Dorian went upstairs to his old study. The servant was right. It was very dirty, but it was a perfect place to keep the picture. Now he needed two strong men to carry the picture upstairs.
"I can't use my servants," he thought. "They're too curious, and they'll want to know what's happening."
Two workmen were arriving at the house with wood for the fires. Dorian saw them and called to them.
"Finish carrying the wood into the house, and then please come and do something for me."
"All right, sir,"
one of the workmen said. At that moment, Dorian's personal servant came into the room with tea and biscuits for his master. He looked at Dorian, then put the tea and biscuits on a small table.
"Why is the servant looking at me like that?" thought Dorian. "Does he suspect something? I don't trust him. He mustn't see the men carrying the picture to my old study. I'll write a note to Henry and my personal servant can take it to him. Then he won't be at home for an hour."
Dorian wrote a note to Lord Henry and gave it to his servant, together with a book for his friend.
"Please take these to Lord Henry's house and wait for an answer," he said.
10 minutes later, the workmen came into the room. Very carefully, they carried the heavy picture upstairs to Dorian's old study.
"Thank you very much," Dorian said when the picture was in the study. "Here's some money. You can go now."
The workman left. Dorian locked the door and put the key in his pocket.
"Finally, I feel safe," he thought. "I'll keep this key in a special place, and nobody will ever see the portrait again, except me."